Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mac was calling from Montana. Go ahead, Mac. Yeah, this is what frustrates me. I'm not even thinking about these groups, obsessing on it, don't dislike anybody. I'm just sick of not being able to put children's shows on and not have them indoctrinated, to have it going on in the schools, the whole culture. It's obvious that it's like a really aggressive, you know, group like who keeps coming to my door trying to make me buy carpets or something or magazine subscriptions. I mean, it's just the grandstanding, revolutionary. Like, I'm a Christian, but sometimes it's obnoxious when there's a street preacher screaming at people and being obnoxious, turning people against it, and you're just kind of like, shut up. But you got your First Amendment, so okay, but it's still annoying. It'd be like every day, everywhere you go, there's street preachers, and you're being yelled at. I mean, I mean that's really how I describe it. We should do a skit like that. What, you don't want us to teach your five-year-olds with two guys kissing? What, you don't like me? Well, okay, I don't like you. You know, get away from my kids, you perv. I've had enough. I mean, is that what you're describing here, Mac?
Oh, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. You know, I can't help but think these social engineers are getting a big sexual turn on from, putting this in little kids' faces, you know.
Well, the globalists think we're all animals, and they say even if they kill children in experiments, it's okay. Yeah, but it's for research, see? So they're into killing people. And so it's funny to just, you know, try to screw up little kids.
They've been writing about it for a long time, and, unfortunately, most people aren't wised up to it. And it's going to take something really big, I think.
Well, yeah, most people have hospitality and want to be nice. And do just judge people by who they are. But you understand, there's a whole agenda connected onto it. And again, people like Camille Paglia have exposed that. But it's just, I'm just sick of it. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's just not the total culture. It's not the dominant culture. Most people that are gay aren't that culture they're pushing anyways. I mean, it is just a total, complete agenda attached to it. And it's bad. And it's not bad because I'm judging the people or I hate them. It's bad because the system is pushing it. And everything the system pushes is 200-proof poison. Michael in Minnesota, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Michigan,
well,
go ahead.
Alex?
Yeah, I know you're in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yep, sorry. Where do you begin? I got a couple things. First thing, 3 years ago I had a friend tell me who is I thought was a conspiracy theorist and buddy is kind of off the wall, but he gave me the video, Obama Deception, and I've been listening to you ever since. It's all I got to say to new listeners, if they're listening, just open your mind and eyes, and it's all true.
Well, unfortunately, when we say it's all true, almost everything we cover here is accurate. We make mistakes sometimes. But the only way we're really wrong is that we don't state how bad it really is. So it's really not all true. It's actually, this show is just filled with unintentional lies because we just can't fathom the whole compendium of weirdness and evil. Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure. And one other point is I originally was calling about is about FEMA camps. I know I have a friend who works at a hospital here in Michigan, and they're sending one person from each of their departments to a FEMA camp in Georgia for training. He has no idea what that was for or what they're going to train about, but they're sending them to a FEMA camp in Georgia.
No, they're federalizing basically everything. Everything not nailed down is being federalized. And they just get them in these meetings to create dossiers on them and to see who will play ball. Like I said, about 3 years ago, my dad got approached by Homeland Security to spy on his patients. And my dad meant, you mean they're talking about terrorism? They go, no. So my dad goes, well, I would call the police anyway. You don't need to be part of your group. Somebody talks about terrorism. They go, no, just what they politically are up to. And then he asked all the dentists he knew, and pretty much all of them had gotten the same visit. I mean, they're taking over, folks.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
We're gonna play this music when that lady jumps up.
I love killing my baby. I keep a picture of it. The abortion was like giving birth. It was so wonderful. Oh, everyone needs to get it.
And then we cut to the video of four-year-old kids going, I love two men kissing. I like them to show it to me at school. It's normal. I like the fluoride in the water. I like the government funding Al-Qaeda. I like like the dropping IQs and cancer exploding. I like the banker bailouts and the fact that all the big corporations are becoming exempt from the taxes they're lobbying for on us. I love the fact they're shutting down our power plants and the power prices are doubling. I love the fact the government's arming with machine guns in every agency and billions of bullets. I like the fact arsonists are running around all over Southern California burning down everything.
Stupid.
A Nobel Prize,
a piece of string.
You know,
oh my gosh.
Everything.
Yours is clean.
Allergies.
A book of Greek antiquities.
Brand new pants.
A very old vest.
Awesome items are the best.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is awesome. We just download the official program and believe whatever we're told. Like when False of Doom says, come to me, my child. She's like five floors up. She just jumps off and falls into the concrete below. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is strong. Well, the flesh isn't strong. You don't have a brain to control it. The Ritual of Steel. Oh, my gosh, what a world we live in. And, you know, there is an investigative reporter who's joining us who has done a lot of important work over the years and always enjoy having him on, even though it can be painful at times to hear what's happening. And we'll go to your calls at the bottom of the hour on the whole brainwashing in the schools for Martin and Chris and Chad and Will and everybody else that's holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But John Rappaport is a graduate of Amherst College in philosophy and has worked as an investigative reporter for 30 years. NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's also a best-selling author, and he's hosted and produced a lot of radio and TV programs nationally. And he joins us right now to break down an article that he wrote today that's up on Infowars.com, Alert, Imperial Psychiatric Empire is Invading the Mind. Yeah, that's to put it lightly. But before we go any further, you, I'm told, will stay on with us as long as your house doesn't burn down. And then I'm told the smoke is swirling around outside your art studio there, John. Give us a report on that, because they always run around saying they have no idea why there's fires everywhere, and it always turns out it's crazy arsonist. But I guess government doesn't want to admit they're not all-powerful, so they just try to ignore it, even though this is a bigger threat than terrorism, the yearly burning sprees that go on. I guess Big Brother can't protect us from that, huh, John?
No way, Alex. I'm sitting here in the middle of it in San Diego. Fires got within a half mile of my wife's office yesterday, and we got a fire a couple of miles to the north of us here in Carlsbad. Roads were cut off yesterday. So I'm watching all the news reports to see whether we need to get out or not, and it was a full day before I even saw something at the crawl at the bottom of the screen that said, you know, investigating fires.
Oh, boy.
You know, investigating fires. I mean, there's 11 fires around us here, and nobody's talking about who started the fires. I mean, these things don't just, you know, it always happens.
Well, that's like breast cancer's up 3,000% in North American women, but no one discusses why it's up. They just say, let's find a cure.
Exactly. Let's put the fires out. Let's not worry about it. So every year when we get the Santa Anas, which is the hot temperatures and the high winds, magically, the fires start. They don't start when it's cold. They don't start when there's a little bit of rain or whatever. And, you know, I guess they want us to assume that somehow the sun all alone is starting the fires, in which case the whole planet would have burned up long ago. But it's not that way. We've got arsonists around, and they wait for that time of the year, and then they start the fires. It happens all the time.
Yeah, arsonists don't go out when it's the middle of the monsoons.
No, they're smart enough to stay home. And if it's raining, if it's cold, if there's no wind, they don't do it. They wait for high winds, hot temperatures, making it really, you know, really hard.
You know, I think arsonists, I mean, it's one thing if somebody burns down their restaurant to get insurance money, but if you burn something with the, and that's bad too, but if you burn something with the intent to hurt people, I think it's attempted murder. I mean, I think, and if you kill somebody, you should get death penalty.
Absolutely. And, you know, yesterday they did report that on the 5 freeway or El Camino, which is right near the 5 up here, a truck pulled over to the side of the road and, quote, burst into flames. And the flames caught in the brush, and that started the Carlsbad or one of the fires. Are you kidding me? I mean, and nobody's asking the question of how did this truck, quote, burst into flames? They just leave it. They don't talk about it. So, you know, we've got major crimes going here. We've got 11 fires, and who knows how many more on the way before they manage to put them out. And not only this, going back to the last gigantic fire in San Diego that burned up a tremendous amount of land out here a few years ago, the story came out that, and this was not a San Diego paper originally, that the Russians had offered to send over these gigantic super tanker planes that they have that can drop enormous amounts of water. They go out to the ocean, they fill up, they come back, they drop the water, and would put out these fires in a heartbeat. And the federal government absolutely refused to allow the Russians to give us.
Because they didn't want them to have a PR victory and like, oh, the Russians are our friends.
Exactly. Exactly. Can't have a PR victory. The Russians have technology that we don't. I mean, come on. We can't allow that. So let's let people's houses burn. Let's let people burn because we have to keep up the front that we're number one.
Amazing. Shifting gears, before we get into some of these specific topics with John Rappaport, investigative journalist, is it on purpose in your view? I mean, we know it is at certain levels that they're saying you didn't build your business, a Benghazi memo that says Benghazi memo isn't a Benghazi memo, there is no drone program even though it's been admitted for 10 years, 2 plus 2 equals 5. I mean, they have gotten to a level of lying now that is so transparent. Are they trying to acclimate us just to accept it? Do they not care? The level of corruption now coming out, John, and then no one gets in trouble. Or has the bottom fallen out now and the sky's the limit? I mean, what's the state of the nation, the state of the world?
Well, I think they, as you say, they don't believe that there's any threat anymore. In other words, they can lie with impunity and say and do the most insane things that they want to, and they'll have control of the situation. They think they have control of the media, therefore they have control of the situation. That's the premise they've been operating on. So, as you say, they can say 2 plus 2 equals 5, 7, 133, and most people will accept that just because it's coming through traditional media outlets and the government. And I think that they're running a kind of a gigantic test here. They want to see if there is any bottom. You know, is there any point at which people rise up in sufficient numbers and do something about any of this? Or can they get away with absolutely anything? And they keep track of this. I mean, they have committees. They have people who are working at the CIA, for example, that do all sorts of after reports. How well did this operation
work? Oh, yeah, that's all admitted, that they're literally testing to just see if they could come out and say, line up, we're going to shoot you in the head. And, yeah, and the average yuppie, line up and do it. I mean,
sure. You know, you 500 people here have to die because you have a virus and we have to protect everybody else. You know, can we get away with that one? Let's see. Let's see if we can. That's what they're doing. But at the same time, as we see this morning, here comes the New York Times whining and complaining and grousing that they're losing the, quote, journalistic advantage because digital news, which really means alternative news through the internet, is gaining control. And they're going down the tubes. They're in double jeopardy financially. I mean, they've refinanced their debt.
And then when they fire the editor because they got to cut costs, they come out and say it's because she's a woman. Everything turns into political correctness. Everything.
Everything turns into that. And then there's the argument about, you know, that. That becomes the argument. Should Jill Abramson have been fired Was it really because she was a woman, or was she difficult to get along with, or is this just some kind of male, macho, blah, blah, blah? And then that becomes the issue.
Exactly. The ship is sinking, and they're debating why they just threw a captain overboard.
Exactly.
It's because she's terrible. I mean, I could turn the New York Times around like that. All they got to do is start reporting the truth. We'll be right back with John Rappaport.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag? CanteenShop.com. Want to be able to start a fire in any weather? CanteenShop.com. Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing? What's missing from your kit?
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be
hated. They got grabbed about 2 hours ago. Our reporter just got released from Fort AP Hill, Virginia, where they have a giant training facility. It looks like a mock-up of a U.S. city. They admit it's for taking on the Tea Party. That's in mainstream news. The military training for treason. We sent our reporters there. They got arrested and taken to the brig and then released after being interrogated. It's just pathetic. This country's so shot. Going back to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, elaborating, I totally agree with you that the establishment is trying to plumb the bottom. And because they know they can just get rid of Obama and this group like shark teeth, more will roll forward. Instead of ever looking at the shark, we look at the shark's teeth. So they can discredit their puppets that are like a shield they hold up. When that shield's destroyed, they throw it down, pick up a new one. How do we get people to pull back and see the full creature, A, and how would you, what would you describe this creature as?
Well, the creature is like an octopus, a monster, and as you say, it's changing one puppet for another. And they always do this with presidents. You'll see in the second term, the ratings drop. Oh, you know, it's having a really tough time, whether it's Obama, it's Bush, it's Clinton, it doesn't matter. You know, and they always kind of slink out of the White House at the end. Because the whole idea is now, okay, we're going to bring in somebody new now, and this is really going to solve the problems that were created the last term. You know, and this is just pillar to post. I mean, it's trying to bring hope, smashing hope to the ground, bringing it again, smashing it again. This is the puppet parade, whether it's Hillary Clinton the next time, it's, you know, and so forth. It's going to be the same. If she's elected, she's going to say jobs is number one, you know, number one on my agenda. We're going to restore the economy, which we didn't really get to finish the job, blah, 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 blah. And that's not going to happen. And it's going to go on and on and on and on and on. They build these scandals and horrendous events into each presidential administration. And then they just smash that particular administration to the ground and they bring on another new one that's really going to be different this time. And I've got friends who, going back as long as 1980, were telling me, I never vote in any election, but this is the one I've got to vote in because the whole future of the world is hanging on this. Every single time somebody tries to run as an independent candidate or start a third party or just be a voice of freedom, forget the labels, and say, I'm running for president, and this is what I stand for. And everybody, you know, says, you can't do that. You can't do that because you might take votes away from so-and-so or such-and-such, and that'll destroy the entire country.
I agree, but now we've reached a technological point where they've overplayed their hand. They're discredited. Dinosaur media is dying, and I'm not romanticizing the Tea Party, but the real Tea Party, not the Republican version they tried to have take over, the real Tea Party, it's who the Republican and Democratic leadership are talking about behind closed doors. It's who they're all giving money to defeat. If we can't have a third party, we could take over a party. And they actually see that happening because at least conservatives in mind, on average, are ready to make some of the right decisions, grassroots. So we see the whole power structure against the Tea Party. What's your take on that?
Well, I would like to see, I don't know whether, you know, call it whatever it is, Tea Party, whatever. I would like to see Americans that stand for freedom and less government just simply say that and run on that and mean it, you know, absolutely mean it. I ran for a seat in the Congress in 1994 in the Democratic primary, which was a mistake at the time because I thought that's the only way to win in this district because Waxman had been elected for the last 20 years. And halfway through my campaign, I said to myself, what are you doing? This is completely crazy. There's only one thing you could do if you got elected. You go to Washington and you rent big trucks and you drive around these trucks all over the city all the time with giant posters on the side saying corrupt congressman of the week with a picture and a name and who he's gotten money from and what bills he's voted on that are obviously for the money. In other words, we've got to send people to Washington who disrupt the system. Not just, oh, we stand for this, but actually get in there.
No, no, that's it. We got to shake it up, just like you said I did with Piers Morgan, and go, look, it's all an illusion. Toto, pulling back the curtain. We're not playing the game. We're not going along with the process. We're not going to let you build your FEMA camp and act like it's not there. We're going to go cover it.
There you go.
We're going to be right back with John Rappaport to cover his latest news on the empire of the psychiatric police state. Then your phone calls for Martin and others that are patiently holding. Stay with us. We'll get to Chris, Chad, Michael,
We're
Will.
We're on the march.
Everybody.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be your
undercover. Your British hell.
Ain't no mystery. Why I'm in
the real hell. That's right. I don't want to be in your London dungeon. I don't want to be in your British hell. Crank it up. Put us in the pretty pigs. I don't want to be in your London dungeon. That's some good surf music right there. What? All right, and that's good music to bring us in. B because our reporters just got out, and David Knight says that as they're driving away from the base on the main highway, there are just cops following them, cops everywhere. So I guess they're stopping, getting on Skype to give us a quick report. We'll go back to John Rappaport and to your phone calls. NoMoreFakeNews.com is John's site. How long are we till getting them ready to go? Couple minutes. Okay, fine. We'll go to them in a couple minutes. But the issue here is that there's an attack on free press in this country, and they wouldn't let us go see what the base is for, even though we know what it's for. They've hidden it in plain view, trying to take on gun owners and the Tea Party. And so we still went on there yesterday, got the footage, and today they arrested them. In fact, the headline is, our people were detained. No, when they take you to the police station and keep you for 3 hours, almost 3 hours, that's called being arrested. And then I see idiots on YouTube going, uh-huh. Because we've already got video up from earlier in the show because it's breaking. Going, uh-huh, your guys didn't get on the base. They already did, dummy. Not all of us stay in our mother's basements our entire lives. Just a little newsflash for you out there. I always love how the armchair quarterbacks sit there and talk to people that have done this stuff hundreds of times and people that have risked their lives to bring you information. And people that have crawled around in the mud and snakes to cover what's happening. And then you sit around saying we failed. You know, the only time we fail is not taking action, buddy. When we fail, we win. Because we're going to continue to adapt and overcome. And it's that simple. We're going back to John Rappaport here in just a moment. It is more important than ever that you support the InfoWar, and you've been doing it, and I want to thank you. Become an InfoWars Nightly News subscriber at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. 11 memberships, the price of one. Get it out to friends and family. Share it. Watch it. Download it. Hand it off to people. That's how you wake folks up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership. It helps fund the operation. Plus, you're right at the tip of the spear of the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to get the incredible Nation item. It's done so much for myself and my family and just cleaned out my body and given me more energy. I mean, I still look like hell, but a lot better than I did before. I'm kind of a pretty corpse right now, as they'd say. The point is that it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got a discount on the Nation iodine survival shield that's going to end next week, where it's $5 off. It's $24.95. That's way below half the price. Way below half the price of double the strength of the leading competitor. But that special will end next week. We've got another special coming out next week, but that special will end next week. InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. The books, the T-shirts, the high-quality organic coffee. It's all there, the water filters, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, the Made in America Patriot apparel, to meet like-minded people, the new Molon Labe shirt for men and women, so much more. Madein1776.com. Now, we're going to go back to John Rappaport in a moment to talk about his latest article and take some calls. But first off, our reporters who got picked up by the base police and taken in, even though we looked around for base police and others yesterday trying to get an interview, they had to act like they were bad and bring them in. And then now they've got police following them off the base just to feel like, you know, you're the bad guys. So I'd pull over and ask the cops what they need. But let's go now to Virginia. They're outside the base, correct? David Knight and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs.
That's right, Alex. We're headed back. We're headed for our flight. They escorted us out. They gave us a paper from the colonel, but they said we weren't being arrested, we weren't being detained. They just held us for questioning for a couple of hours, two or three hours, I guess.
Under common law and federal and state law, you were arrested.
Yeah. Well, what he was, you know, semantics. He says, well, yeah, you can get up and leave, but then we'd have to pick you up because you're not allowed to be on foot on the base. You know, we're not letting you take the car type of thing, you know, so it's semantics. But anyway, they waited until they got a letter from the colonel and basically said that we are temporarily suspended from getting on the base for a year.
Well, your Skype's breaking up, but bottom line, they tried to stop us. You drove on the base. Now, I'm told you're being followed by police.
No, not now. Not now. Looks like it stopped. We had a whole bunch of police outside the base. I don't know if that was a regular thing. I mean, it was a lot of police outside the base, but then they escorted us out of the base from the police department. So, you know, it's the sort of thing. They were waiting for us when we came. There's never been any problem with us going in yet.
Yeah, David, I wanted you guys, unless you're late for your flight, to stop somewhere where you've got good bars.
You know, we went in a couple of times yesterday, and we didn't have any problems with them. All right. We need to, if we get some good bars, we need to pull over and stop. Am I still on now, Alex?
Yeah, it's probably not going to be moving when you do it. If you could pull over where you got good bars, we can conduct the interview.
Okay. If I've got, I've got three bars right now.
Hey, you're good. Stop. Stop right there.
Stop. Yeah,
that's
stop.
Good. Thank you. Now, just in a nutshell, describe what happened, then I want to get Staff Sergeant Biggs' take on it.
Well, when we pulled up this morning, there wasn't any problem. We went in and we talked to the lady who let us in yesterday and told her that we would like to interview somebody and see if there's somebody we could talk to, a public information officer. And she told us which building to go to. The guy came out and greeted us, and he said there wasn't anybody that could talk to us. We needed to talk to the lieutenant colonel who did the video when they had the grand opening of the center, and she wasn't there. And so I gave him all my information and asked if she would call me, and I could do maybe even just a five-minute phone interview with her. And everything seemed to be fine. But then they followed us out. You know, there was a guy maybe about 10 feet behind us. He walked behind us, you know, all the way out to the car and then stopped. And then this guy came out, looked like he was heading over to his car, but we couldn't tell that he followed us. And so then we left. And then we went back this afternoon to, just before the radio show. At that point, when we pulled up, the guy said, turn your car off and give me the keys. That was when we knew that things were going to go bad. And at that point, they had us wait for a while, and then they escorted us to the police department. And because they have, like, a private police department here. It's not military police. And we were there for, I guess, 2 or 3 hours. I don't know how long it was that we were there.
And were they laughing at you and acting like you were weird and want to know what was going on in the base?
No, actually, they didn't say too much to us at all. The guy was not happy with me filming as we came up there, and he took that away. They frisked us and took us back to a detention area and had us wait there while they talked to the colonel and see what he wanted to do.
Well, you know, when the enemy comes around, you got to lock them up here in the free country. I want to get Biggs' take on this. Even if Joe can't hear me, I'm not sure if he can, but ask Joe to give us his take on what the base is and how they treated him and just his thoughts.
Can you give him your take on the base and how you're treated, just your thoughts?
I guess they treated us okay. It was pretty, they just kind of swarmed us and made me take the keys out of the car, place them up on the dash. And then he took the paper from me that I got from him at the gate earlier saying that I could be on base. The MP took it back from me. And then a police car came up, escorted us in there, and then they left us in some room for a long time. They kept saying, oh, it'll be any minute. And then they left some guy in there with us just to joke around with us the past time while they went back and forth and talked to the colonel and did whatever they did. They took my ID 2 times and made numerous copies, and definitely not a fun time, but whatever. We got it.
Got all of our phone numbers, our Social Security number.
Yeah, they got all of my information, where I live and what I do from day to day.
Yeah, to put you in a suspicious person's report to act like you've done something wrong. You know, we know what's going on at that base. They're trying to take on the American people. That's public knowledge. They're doing that. The fact is that base is clearly one of the sites. Biggs, you were telling me off air that you think his barbed wire, concertina wire, is inside it, and it's inside a base, that it has dual purposes. Repeat what you told me off air yesterday, and then break down what you think's really going on there.
Say it again?
He said you were telling him the concertina wire is inside the base.
Yeah, break down what you think's going on with the base.
Well, I mean, the base itself is just, it seems like some kind of, like, regular training spot, maybe for reservists, but on the inside, I mean, once we went in there, the guy that I mean, there's something definitely going on there that's not normal activity, you know. The guy that followed us outside of that asymmetric warfare center earlier came up and he had the gall to, like, talk to me like he was all buddy-buddy and asked me about my tours and my injuries and all that stuff outside the police station. And he kind of just, like, smiled and laughed, like a cynical laugh, and then drove off back to his little dungeon.
Yeah, so it was pretty clear he was trying to get information from you?
Oh, yeah. I've never had that happen before. That was very odd.
Well, they're building this stuff all over, and they've taken the country. I guess they legitimately have captured it and think it's theirs. And the only problem is they want to teach five-year-olds how to have anal sex. So, the people running this country are definitely not good. Want to teach five-year-olds 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, we were covering that earlier. It's just a sick elite. And the poor troops and enforcers and bureaucrats, they're compartmentalized. They have no idea what they're part of. That's why we're there to draw attention to this so there can be a debate. We have victory going to the base, showing it, and we have victory getting thrown out of it. That draws attention and shows what real media does. Kind of like I sent reporters to the West Coast to monitor increased radiation levels. Since then, it's been in LA Times, AP, Reuters, Navy investigations, and it's causing a public debate about it. So that's what InfoWars does. That's our real power. Closing comments, Joe Biggs.
I'm glad we got what we did. At least, I mean, we did everything the right way. We went by all their Army standards and got on base. And, I mean, I don't know what the problem was. I mean, we did everything we should have. There was no sneaking around. We went through every proper protocol to be there. So I don't know why they just kind of flipped on us all of a sudden. Maybe when we started asking questions about the emails, why they haven't answered us back or not. So,
well, great job.
Some people are going to wake up and see a lot of that stuff that's really going on back there.
Absolutely. You guys get back safe. Great job. We already got your high-def footage you mailed in last night. So we will talk to you soon and look forward to maybe we'll all go out and get some dinner or something this weekend.
Roger that.
All right. Take care, guys. Great job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Rappaport, thank you for holding during that. John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, investigative journalist. What's your take on what you just heard? I want to get into your new article. Alert, Imperial Psychiatric Empire is invading the mind.
Well, from what your guys are saying, this was, somebody caught on. Somebody at the base said, wait a minute, what are we doing here? We don't want to expose what we're actually up to, so we have to divert these guys, and therefore they're dangerous and they're a threat. I mean, from everything that they were saying, that's how they were looked at. They were looked at as a threat. You can't have free speech. You can't come here to see what tax dollars are doing. You can't see what the military is up to. You have no rights. And we're going to show you that, and we're going to stick you in a room and leave you there. And that's what they did. I mean, it's completely, illegal, illegitimate, unconstitutional. It's not like they're testing some secret weapon there or something like that.
Exactly. They let him on the base, and they had the piece of paper. That's why the MP took it away before he called the cops over.
Exactly. So suddenly we decided you were okay, now you're not okay. Because somebody tipped us. Somebody said, hey, these guys are going to expose you. And, we better put them in a room. But we can't really lock them up for very long. We can't hold them on any charge because there isn't any charge. And if we start to really cause trouble for these guys, then InfoWars is going to blast that all over the world. So we better just make sure they get out of here, send them on their way, and try to forget about the whole thing. But, people aren't going to forget about the whole thing.
Well, again, we win by shaking it up. That's the whole point, is to, as you said, disrupt this occupier government, this globalist government, disrupt their lies and draw attention. As you said, we got to get people out of their trance. How do we do that?
Exactly. Got to get, just like you said, don't accept the illusion. Don't accept it when somebody says this is reality. When the New York Times says this is reality, or the federal government, or Obama, or Bush, or the Congress, or any of these people say this is reality. Absolutely no. It's not reality. It's their illusion that they're foisting on you. And so you have to, in order to reject it, you have to disrupt it. It isn't just a matter of saying no. you have to disrupt the narrative. They're telling a story. So you interrupt the story and you say, no, that's not it. Here's the story over here. You don't let that happen. You don't allow them to just steamroller over you with all their concocted supposed facts and all their fainting and, you know, pretense and all of that. And that's why I said when I was running for Congress, I realized, hey, if by some miracle they send me there, I'm going to just do as much disruption as possible during my term and expose the whole thing as a complete sham from top to bottom, both parties. That's the only way to go. That's the kind of people that should be going to Washington and getting elected. If I go to Washington, I'm going to disrupt the narrative and shatter the illusion. That's my job.
Well, exactly. They're always saying, there's bad gridlock. We want a lot to get done. They pass sometimes thousands of horrible pieces of legislation. No. The founder said, we want gridlock.
Exactly.
I mean, we want to disrupt. You don't want a government that takes over.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point. Gee, they can't get anything done, and so that's why the country's suffering. Are you kidding? That's not the point at all. The idea that they can't get anything done, if it were really true, which it isn't, that would be great.
Oh, yeah, they're acting like stuff's bad because they didn't get something done. They're getting it all done. Obamacare, stimulus packages, QE3, Common Core. But believe me, they're getting it all done. Amnesty by fiat. I mean, boy, they're getting a lot done. We'll be right back with your calls.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive with John Rapoport to get your calls in. Alert! Imperial Psychiatric Empire is invading the mind. John Rapoport, top story, Infowars.com. Next story, FCC moves corporatization of Internet forward. Principal calls cops on middle school students over doodle. Greenwald slams neutered and impotent obsolete media. Absolutely. USDA to purchase submachine guns. That's a big article. That's some of the articles up on Infowars.com and our backup site. Infowars may be up and down the next few days as we try to upgrade the site to new designs, new codes. So just be ready for that. PrisonPlanet.com is the backup mirror. It's not really a mirror, though, because it has some different stuff to it. To check out both the sites, you can always find us at Twitter at Real Alex Jones and our Facebooks and the YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv. But remember, there's a lot of people moving to try to stop this information. So please get that article out. FCC moves corporatization of Internet forward. And the subheadline should be, end of Internet as we know it looms. In addition to bandwidth issue, commissioners are concerned about large ISPs blocking websites. Yeah, some commissioners are, but the others are going along with it. So that article's up there, but it ties into a larger situation. Martin in Tennessee, thanks for holding here on the air, listening on WMQM 1600. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I want to thank you for doing the work that we should have done about two generations ago. I think you've established a template for the resistance, and I really appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you, brother. We're all in this together.
Yeah, we are. I just want to compel, I think there are about 5 million informed people out there that are locked and loaded, and I just want to compel them to inform 50 people in the next year, and that will give us our numbers. And that's all we got to do. We just got to keep talking. I'm just so glad that you're out there and you're doing what you're doing. And
I was about to say, they want us to feel like we have no power. Because so many callers call in and say, I didn't know any of this till 2 years ago. Somebody gave me a copy of the Obama deception, or somebody sent me a link to one of your videos. This is just one show. All of you are as good as I am or better. Let's kick their butt one little deed at a time.
30 years ago, Lieutenant Colonel Lewis Millett, who fought in World War II, Korea and Vietnam, sat down with me and he told me what was going on. I'd like to compel you to go down a rabbit hole on Colonel Millett. He was a
true. Yeah, tell me about Colonel Millett and tell me what he told you.
There was an operation going on basically, and that he was just confirming what Smedley Butler said.
Well, that's the thing. They tried to overthrow the U.S. and tried to hire Butler to do it. He wouldn't do it, blew the whistle, but it got covered up. And so now they've done it just incrementally. But it is a corporate takeover that's not free market.
He was an old John Bircher, and he was also a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. He's decorated 18 times in warfare. He's got a hill named after him in Korea and a park named after him in California. He was a true patriot, and you need to go down a rabbit hole on him because he was carrying a message. And I thank you for carrying the message, my friend.
Yeah, he died in 2009. Thank you. Colonel Lewis Millett, who led Bayonet Hill Charge, dies at 88. Yeah. Well, they never got away with the full takeover because so many good people in the military wouldn't go along with it. In fact, that's who blew the whistle on almost everything, was military people the last 60 years. But now people just do what they're told, and if they keep doing it, we're done. John, we're going to overdrive for a few minutes, but real quick, your take on what he was just saying.
Well, I think that there's a lot of military guys out there who know the story of the Imperial Empire, the corporate Imperial Empire, starting with Smedley Butler, that everybody should know about as to what these wars are really for. They have nothing to do with patriotism. They have to do with takeovers. That's what this is all about, is spreading a globalist empire.
And now it's all public. It's no longer called as conspiracy theorists. It's all happening now, and it's just going to get crazier. Chris and Michael and Chad, maybe Rob, we'll try to get to all of you back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI
saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.